This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, you can do that. I'd love to hear from you, pro or con. We are here to contend for the faith. You will receive sincerity if you're sincere. If you're insincerity, you will be smacked down properly with the U.S. Constitution premised on the Word of God. That's just how it works here. Duly rebuked, because all scripture is given by God, inspiration by God, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. So again, if you want to call in at any time, please do give us a call at 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. I also wanted to let you know that if you want to check us out online, you can do that as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 13 to 15 articles every day combating the lies through the CIA-controlled media. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. You can also go over to that of Before It's News. We're on the front page over there, BeforeIt'sNews.com. On the front page, go ahead and click onto the YouTube page. Join us on Top Chat. And one more time, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Now, again, folks, when we the people take it to the corrupt, people need to understand that it's constitutional. Again, people are saying that they're looking for the resolve. Well, the resolve is found within you, because as Thomas Edison rightly stated, you know that smart guy? He was the one that rightly stated that you are the strength of the Constitution. I just wrote an article this morning, friends, about none other than Jim Jordan, who sits on the House Committee in congressional oversight, just like the ones that I was talking about yesterday, Daryl Issa, Jason Chaffetz, Trey Gowdy. And what we like to call them here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com is the Great American Appeasers. But see, the difference with the likes of Jim Jordan, he's caught up into scandal where many of the wrestlers are coming forward and exposing Jim Jordan for who he really is. He's covering for those that were committing crimes against his wrestlers at Ohio State, for those that didn't know. And the reason I bring this up is because you need to understand that, folks, these that are set as appointees of congressional oversight, they're nothing but the fox in the chicken coop protecting criminal politicians. And if that wasn't the case, then why haven't they prosecuted any? I'm just kind of curious. But you should see the interviews with Jim Jordan, friends. He's as guilty as H-E double hockey sticks. I know it, and he all the well knows it. Watch the videos. And case in point, yesterday I actually played some audio where Jim Jordan got on his little teleprompter and put a camera in front of his face to do what he's told to do, because that's what these men are, extorted men. They're doing what they're told to do by the powers that are tolerated. And it's interesting how he did nothing but call names to those like Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton and the unconstitutional Democratic Party, but at no point did he make reference to the law that condemns them for their crimes, which shows you that they are just as guilty of those that they're complaining about, okay? Again, I want you to understand, friends, as to what's taking place here. And people are sick and tired of the injustice coming from them that are there to faithfully execute the laws found within the U.S. Constitution, when in fact that's not what they're doing at all. Article 2, Section 3, read the U.S. Constitution, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. So, America, let me ask you something, because I can tell you right now, things are going to get worse. Incrementally. Why? Because the people across this country keep reverting back to what they think they know, when in fact they know nothing. And that's exactly why they're in trouble. What did Hosea 4:6 say? Well, the Lord said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. They don't want anybody giving them the answers to bring about the results that they claim that they want, which shows you that they hold the truth in unrighteousness. Romans 1:18. Are you one of them? Because if you're not, I've got some good news for you. When you peruse the U.S. Constitution, we can find constitutional provision, friends, where we have a right to remove the corrupt. We have a God-given right to remove the corrupt, because after all, we were the ones that delegated authority to them to do the right thing, only to find out that they're not doing the right thing, but they're doing the wrong thing. Therefore, we have a responsibility not to overthrow the Constitution, of course, but to overthrow the men that are perverting the Constitution, and it's time for America to rise as to what's taking place here across the country. Now, I just got done telling you that things are going to get worse. There's no question about it. Why? Because Scripture tells me so. When men fail to repent before God, he said, listen, if you're not going to listen to me for all of these judgments that I've already rained down upon you, I'm going to bring it seven times worse. And I'm telling you, we are in the stages of the seven times worse right now on so many fronts. Read Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15, and also read Deuteronomy 28, starting in verse 15, because America, you are not under the blessings of God when you walk in disobedience. And don't ever forget to understand that the Holy Ghost doesn't come to comfort a man in sin. He comes to first convict him, to bring about godly repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10, before he comforts him. But he must be a willing and obedient vessel in the process of repenting before God and putting their faith in Jesus Christ, Acts 20, verse 21. So what is the resolve? Hunting politicians. Hey, friends, did you see what's going on in New York right now? This criminal governor, this creep, he's a creep. He's a creepy, slithering politician. Luke 22, verse 48, 1 Kings 13, 33. Now he's starting to hunt down. He's demanding that the medical institutions deliver up, that they cough up the information on their patients, on their clients, friends, in the state of New York. I've always said this, and I'll hold to it again. Either you deal with corrupt politicians, not to just believe that you're voting them out only to encourage the next tyrant to come in and do worse than the last one did. But no, it's for the American people to understand that you impeach them, then you prosecute them. Folks, this is not tedious for me to remind you of the process, okay? Because you're the people complaining about what's going on here, and I've yet to see it on the horizon, though I do in some parts of the country. But we are to impeach, Article 2, Section 4. We are to indict, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. And folks, in sending the message to them, the politicians that serve we the people, that we are not going to tolerate your games anymore in the circus of politics. We're sick and tired of you clowns. And folks, the fact of the matter is, if you leave them off in the circus of politics, they can be clowns all day, which they are, friends. They've sold their soul, but they're selling you down the river with them. But keep in mind, the joke's on you for tolerating the show that's continuously played 24/7 by the mainstream media that means to wield control over you and your posterity. Going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Hunting Politicians. Be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. For all of you Trump toads over there, as Tim rightly called them, you can call in and confront us at any time, man. I'm more than happy to address the issues, whatever they may be, pro or con. Read Judd 1, verse 7 when you get a moment. I just want to address this really quick. What we're seeing across the country is those that are willing to continuously return to their own vomit, because they refuse to listen to the words of the Most High God, which have yet to fail any man. The Word of God is infallible, and it endureth forever. But it's interesting to know, friends, how many people are willing to continuously stonewall the truth, even to their constituents, their listeners, their friends, their family members. And what people need to understand is when you do that, what you're doing is you're actually drawing the seed of violence even closer nigh unto you. See, like, for example, we look at with this whole coronavirus, this COVID-19 virus scam, this perpetuated fraud that you're being inundated with 24-7. See, you need to understand that when you go along with it and you pretend with them, you're adding strength to their tyranny. So now they're all the more encouraged now to talk about using the military to go to your front door to force your family to receive a vaccination by the likes of Bill Gates, who wants to depopulate the world. See, this is what happens when you reject the truth of the Word of God. You bring judgment upon your own heads. It's dangerous business. It really is. But this is where we're at today. Some people don't want, they claim they want the answers, but when, again, you make reference to the Word of God and to the Constitution, it offends them. Why? And what we find is they're the ones that are the problem. I see it in churches all day. I see it with radio managements across the country. They're the ones that are offended by your message. But I want to say this to you. If you ever come to a live event, there's yet one live event that we have yet to do that we haven't gotten a standing ovation. Why? Because they want the truth. People are hungry for the truth. And it is our duty before God and man. We are obliged. We are obligated before God and man to deliver the truth, regardless if you like it or not. And I would just say to some of you people, man, the only reason what you're offended by is you're offended by the gospel because it's offended by your sin. And again, how is it that you profess that you want the answers when you refuse to hear the answers? I can't answer that question. Only you can. Charles Spurgeon said, many are troubled because the gospel interferes with their sinful lifestyles. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Can you imagine if everybody in this country was doing what our forefathers established, what they exhibited in their lifestyles? Hebrews 13:7, were to follow those that have gone before us in the faith. We wouldn't be in the predicament that we're at or in today. Instead of looking to man, they would be looking to Jesus Christ, who alone can answer. It was the Lord that said, look to me and be ye saved. But what do? They refuse to look to the Lord. They look to the arm of the flesh. They reap the curse, and then they wonder why their countries are destroyed. Let's get this right, friends, because we can. And that's what we're doing on the radio show today and every day, is giving you the answers that you claim that you want. And folks, at any time, again, if you want to call in, you can do so. 1-866-582-9933. Now, what I want to do is I want to get over to this. Hunting politicians. Friends, you can, again, only oppress the people for so long. You know that Gadsden flag that people, you know, they like to wave it during protests, namely when they're petitioning their government? They like to use that Gadsden flag, right? You know the one with the snake all coiled up, his eyes are open, and he's ready to strike, and it says, don't tread on me. They think that they're going to hide behind their flag. Isn't that sad? These people think they're going to hide behind their flag. Many of them have to understand that faith without works is dead. James 2:14-26. You got to show them your faith by your works. That's just how it works. That's how you're justified. And this is what we need to do, friends. The first segment I was talking about, either you're going to deal with corrupt politicians or corrupt politicians are going to continuously strip away your God-given rights. And I'm here to tell you that there's provision found in the Constitution of the United States when you take the time to peruse it, to find that we have lawful standing when we impeach, indict those corrupt politicians. It's not enough for us to say, well, you know what, there's 6 more months or 2 more years. What, give them 6 more months or 2 more years to go ahead and destroy all the more? Are you kidding me? Why would we do that? I mean, that's like a cop walking into a bank and the bank's being robbed and the cop looks at him and says, listen, you know what? I'm a cop for just a little while longer here. And the bottom line is I just wish you'd quit doing that. But since I'm off duty right now, it doesn't really matter. And here's the other side of that. You know, when you're done doing what you're doing, will you let me know? I mean, this is craziness. No, the cop is supposed to go in and do what? He's supposed to go in there and stop the burglar for committing the crime against we the people. And so are we, because we see that these congressional oversight jokers, these foxes in the chicken coop, they're not going to prosecute one another. Okay? So enough said. For some time now, I've been feeling that the people in this country are, in fact, coming to the end of themselves when it comes to the crimes of the politicians. Read John 10:10. Because what we see is continuously is where the politicians are assailing the people and their God-given rights. I just talked about the other day, Kristi Noem, the governor from South Dakota. When she was talking about all these lockdowns, she said she never had the constitutional authority to lock down the state or to shut down businesses or to attack the church. She said, no, on the other hand, our religious freedoms are under attack. And then what I named it is, with the question mark, is what is it that the American people don't hear here? What is it that the American people don't understand? So when I'm saying that, that's just one example of understanding that it's not a virus that's under attack. It's the American people that are under attack, in fact. And who pushes that message more than the modern-day preachers? Nobody does. And I want to tell you something. They're hirelings. They're appointed by other men. They are not appointed by God. And they love their positions. Read John 10:12 when you get a moment. Matter of fact, I seen Billy Graham's daughter today talking about how we need to repent. Well, she's right, but on the other hand, she talks her foolishness and speaks the language of the world when she says, we're under attack by an invisible enemy. It's like, are you kidding me, lady? And I see the Grams as nothing but plants anyways. They're stand-ins. And every dictator wannabe, if you ever notice, friends, Adolf Hitler, Benito Mussolini, the list goes on. They always surround themselves with who? The church. Why? Because they want to control the church as well. But they got to first get these hirelings that go along with them to control the church and the people at large. And again, that's history repeating itself, but it's always been history in the past as to what we're seeing in the present. So, and I've said this before too, okay, we're talking about hunting politicians. It's been said that you can only oppress a people for so long before the bad guys get a lawful response. This is true. You guys all know the story of Cromwell, right? And King Charles? I mean, King Charles kept throwing off the Parliament, in their version of the Congress. And this is in the 1600s, but it's a great example of what the people will do sooner or later. Benito Mussolini found out the same thing. Adolf Hitler found out the same things, or at least we've been told, right? And every dictator of the past and the present's going to, or if they haven't learned it, they're going to learn it. Because whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will reap everlasting life. Galatians 6:7. But, folks, what you need to understand is Cromwell, back in the day, he was a military leader. He's seen the corruption of King Charles, and he's seen how he kept throwing off the voice of the people. He didn't want to be dictated by the people. And what Cromwell did, friends, is he took it to the king, and he told him, listen, this is what your options are. And if you continuously violate the people and their religious liberties, we're going to have to deal with you. So what they found out is after they gave him that warning, King Charles, what did he do? He went and he sought other countries, foreign countries, to basically fight against his own political opposition, just like King George did, by the way, just like Adolf Hitler did, just like your government's doing today. You think I'm kidding? Oh, just wait until you see, friends, when the mask is completely off. And I don't know what it takes for the American people to understand, well, they're forcing the mask on you. They've already taken off their mask. That's all you have to do is judge them by their fruit. But folks, what did they do? Going back to Cromwell. Well, they ended up taking the king and they beheaded the king. Why? Because he would not be ruled by God. And he sought the aid of the enemy to basically overthrow his own people. Friends, it's exactly what we're seeing in America today with Antifa, Black Lives Matters. These are all funded organizations that are subversive to the American government. Why is it that the Department of Justice has not been brought in to put their foot upon their neck to say no more, none of this any longer? Because it works for the agenda. They create domestic insurrection. Every dictatorship wannabe in the history of man has done the same thing. They create their own problems. Then what they do is they send out their brown shirts, right? They create the problem. Then they play in the public, in the face of the public, the problem solvers. What does history teach us? They're the ones that are creating the problems in the first place because they want to wield more control over the people. Okay? Enough said there. But again, I just want to bring it to this, that, again, you can only oppress a people for so long. And when we see these don't tread on us flags, it shows you that people's backs are up against the wall. And what does history teach us? Well, sooner or later, they're going to respond. And it's exactly what happened in the state of Kentucky. I want to get to this letter because this is just second to none, friends. This is the voice of the people that the mainstream media means to suppress. I'm going to get to this letter right after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, THC and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says the two officers shot during last night's Breonna Taylor riot in Louisville are improving. The Democratic governor telling MSNBC he spoke with Major Aubrey Gregory and they made a connection talking about their children.
I did talk to a major, one of the law enforcement officers shot last night personally. Actually, he was doing really well, amazingly well, surrounded by his family and friends, and he thought he was going to get to go home.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says there will be a peaceful and smooth transition of power after November's election.
There will be a smooth transition, and I believe President Trump will have a very good inaugural, and we will reunite this nation instead of radicalize this nation.
The California Republican speaking during his weekly press conference. This is USA Radio News. The latest weekly job numbers are out. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes a look at them from Washington.
The Labor Department reporting the first-time jobless claims last week increased slightly to 870,000 total. That was 20,000 more than what most economists were expecting. Wall Street's been lower since opening this morning following the release of that report.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says the Bureau is keenly focused on preserving the integrity of U.S. elections.
Americans must have confidence in our voting system and our election infrastructure, and that's why the security of our elections is and will continue to be one of our highest priorities.
Wray also telling the Republican-led Senate hearing that foreign interference will not be tolerated in November's national election. Wray also says a lot of the protests in the United States have been peaceful, but those who provoke or engage in violence will continue to be pursued regardless of ideology. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click us onto YouTube, join us on Top Chat, or go to the front page of beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. There we are. Click us on, join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. We have our friend Lynn calling in from North Carolina. Welcome to the show. What say you, Lynn?
Well, hello, Bradley, and hello, everyone. Just wanted to let you know, if you're hunting politicians who are making unconstitutional moves, the totally unconstitutional U.S. Department of Education today announced how they are going to be taking taxpayer money and turning it into prizes for education to bait and switch education for adults and families.
Interesting. Interesting. Nothing new here, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So, yep. So let me ask you, since you're calling in and you're bringing that information to us, what would it be to bring about the resolve from the people to put a stop as to what's going on? Let's say, well, because we all know what you're probably going to say, because if it's what I'm thinking, that's what you're going to say, is just to pull your kids from public schools in the first place. We have a prime opportunity right now to do just that, to homeschool. Do I think that it's backfired since the beginning of this plandemic? I don't know, but I'm sure it has on several fronts. But, Lynn, what would you tell the American people constitutionally? What is it that they could do to put an end to all of this tyranny going on in the public education, or should I say indoctrination system today?
Well, I would say, first of all, you need to start locally. You need to go to the school board meetings. You need to demand where your taxpayer money is going. You need to find out what they're funding as far as the indoctrination. You also need to look at your state constitution, how it has muddied the waters to receive federal funding that is controlling absolutely everything that's going on. And we need to call out, from a legal standpoint, the abuse of the taxpayer funding that is going for things we never constitutionally allowed for. I mean, using taxpayer money as prizes? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well, it shows you what happens when they just, when the American people just allow those said representatives, at least that's what they want you to believe they are, when they give them a free hand to do what they want to do. We can see what they do. They operate outside of their scope of authority, and they begin to violate their own oath. So, again, I just revert back to what I've been talking about over the last couple segments here. Folks, you don't have to wait for the next cycle to come around before you impeach them. No, once they lie, the smallest of misdemeanors, you are to actually put a stop to it right then and there. So it's we the people at this point that have to take responsibility, because we within ourselves see that those said representatives, they are just not going to prosecute each other. There is no if, ands, or buts about it. I'll give you the last word, Lynn.
Right. Just want to encourage everyone to go to the U.S. Department of Education's press release, read it today, be shocked, get mad, and fire back.
Is that at sonsoflibertymedia.com?
I shared a short video with you and Tim today, so y'all could get it out there on Sons of Liberty if you want to. That's absolutely fine.
Perfect. Totally appreciate you, my friend. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Guess what just pulled up, friends? Isn't this interesting? Judicial Watch. Okay? Tom Fitton's organization out of Washington, D.C. You ready for this one? New York to doctors hand over private patient information. Folks, we're talking about hunting politicians. I started the show off sharing with you as to what's going to happen if you allow them to go ahead and do what they want to do. They're acting in an illegal foreign fashion, America. They reported Big Brother wants more about you and your doctor, and fast. Judicial Watch reported last month New York Governor Andrew Cuomo ordered healthcare professionals across the state to provide the full residential address and phone number, occupation, and employer name. Are they stopping, friends, or are they advancing? Okay? They're advancing because they see those useful idiots in New York that are already listening to their perpetuated fraud by complying with their unconstitutional edicts. That's what's encouraging these guys. They want full work address, employer phone number, as well as race and ethnicity of all patients tested for COVID-19. Isn't it interesting when the government asks for it, you better give it to them? But if a business was to ask you that, it's unlawful. Boy, what a double standard here, right? On Monday, he upped the ante. The new order by Governor Andrew Cuomo, obtained by Judicial Watch, mandates. Mr. Governor, I'm just curious, where did you derive or extract that delegated authority from we the people or the U.S. Constitution? Oops, there isn't any. It's all motivated by what? Forced compliance. Folks, we're talking about hunting politicians. Now are you beginning to understand why, America? It's either them or it's your God-given rights? It goes on, this article does. Mandates the doctors collect and report whether a patient attends or works in a school, and if so, the name and location of the school. This includes elementary, secondary, and post-secondary higher education. It is also critical to list the patient's local address if different from their permanent address. You ready for this one? Because they're upping the ante again. That wasn't it. No, oh, it gets worse. Healthcare providers must report within, get this, 3 hours. Really? You know what? I would tell this governor and any other governor, I would ask them the question if they had a kite. And if they said, well, they did, I would tell them to go fly it. And if they didn't, I'd tell them to go buy one and fly it, because you can go fly a kite. But I wouldn't stop there, America, and deceive myself into believing that he's just going to go away. No, they don't just go away, folks. They have to be lawfully dealt with. That's what our folks, our Constitution was written for the very purpose of throwing off guys like this, not implementing unconstitutional edicts. But that's what he's doing. Healthcare providers must report within 3 hours. 3 hours, said Judicial Watch. The price of noncompliance, you ready? Civil penalties of up to $2,000 per day. No mention in the advisory of privacy safeguards or limits on what can be done with the information. Medical professionals in New York understand the need for COVID-19 testing. This is all what it's perpetuated upon and premised upon, friends. But concerns are mounting that Cuomo is using a March state of emergency declaration to trample the people's rights. Is it time to get a little extreme yet, friends? Is it time to get a little radical? I got to say it again. It's just coming to my aid. It's about our safety and our security, just like the Third Reich told the Germans before they finally stripped them of all power to resist Adolf Hitler. Oh, that's a fact. Right? Hey, friends, you sick of it yet? Because it's going to get worse. And it's going to get worse because now these fascists, along with corrupt government and big corporations, they're using the big corporations to force compliance, if you haven't noticed this. I'm beginning to see less masks where I go, friends. Why? Because when you have a conversation with them, these people already know it's a fraud. Folks, this is 9 out of 10 conversations. I'm not sensationalizing this conversation. We know that this is a bunch of baloney. We know that this is a fraud. And no, I will not comply by wearing a mask. I'm seeing more of that all across the country. But let's go to Kentucky really quick, because we're talking about hunting politicians. You want to make America great again, friends? Then you better do what Donald Trump fails to do. Enforce the law. Okay? He promised to drain the swamp. 5 years later, he has failed to drain the swamp, even one time. But he has granted clemency to corrupt politicians. No question about it. Blagojevich, not saying any names, right? Clintons. The Obamas, calls them out for treason, but yet fails to charge them with treason. Article 3, Section 3. Come on, America, I'm talking about your country once again. Friends, if you want resolve, then this is what you're going to have to do. Let me say it again. If you want resolve, this is what you, yourself, and your husband, and your wives, and your families are going to have to do, because corrupt politicians are not going to do it. That's why we have the Constitution. Let's go to Kentucky really quick. Senior editor for the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Tim Brown, highlighted the protests going on in Kentucky. He wrote, in the support of the Second Amendment group on Facebook, Ben Kennedy wrote, listen carefully, this is the voice of the people. One of the most powerful things we did at our rally was to issue our declaration of the free citizens of Kentucky demanding the resignation of Governor and Andy Beshear. I know the leftist media, no, just call them what they are, friends. They're propaganda outlets. That's what they are. They're corrupt. They're criminal. Okay? But he wrote, I knew the leftist media would never report the real reason that we marched to the governor's mansion, which was to try to present it to Andy or one of his representatives in person. But, of course, no one answered the door, which is why I taped it on the front door for everyone to see. Boy, that sounds familiar. Wasn't there a guy back in the 1500s named Martin Luther? He goes down as history as one of the greatest reformers in the history of mankind. Didn't he nail those complaints on the door concerning what was going on with the church during that particular time? And because of him, we have freedom of religion today. That's a fact. And this is the same spirit at work that's going to ensure that our posterity has freedom as well. This guy, he went on to say, I'm a little disappointed that so far not one, listen carefully, not one of our representatives here in Kentucky has joined us in demanding Andy's resignation. Not one of the representatives joined us in demanding his resignation. Not one representative. Of course not, because they're in alliance with one another. They're attempting to protect one another from we the people, the very people that they're supposed to serve, guy. That's why. But he said he was disappointed that not one representative in Kentucky has joined us in demanding Andy's resignation, because anyone who reads our declaration can see that all that we have accused him of is doing is violating our constitutional rights, and it is 100% true, and Andy should be forced to resign, he added. I'm going to come back to this, friends, because we're talking about hunting politicians that mean to hunt America. Which one's it going to be, friends? Freedoms or tyrannies?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. Dr. Mike Spaulding here, pastor of Calvary Chapel of Lima, Ohio, and the host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live, and you are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio with my good friend, Bradley Dean. Stay tuned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, 1-866-582-9933, telling you what the mainstream media and today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, fail to tell you, at least the whole truth and nothing but the truth. That's what we're doing here. And by the grace of God, we're not moving. In Jesus' name, amen, hallelujah. Okay, cool. Hunting politicians, folks, you know, I'm reading this letter right now that Tim Brown highlighted from an individual in Kentucky that was demanding the resignation of their governor, Andy Beshear. And if you take that over to the Declaration of Independence 244 years ago, it's interesting to note that what we're reading now coming from this individual demanding the resignation is, in a sense, his olive branch, his attempt to reach out and tell him, no, we're not going to be ruled by you. We're going to be ruled by God, period. And that's exactly why our forefathers told us resistance towards tyranny is obedience to God. But what we're seeing, my friends, is a modern-day version of the Declaration of Independence. If you haven't taken the time to know what it says in there, three-quarters of that documentation is our forefathers showing the world the usurpations of a king, King Charles, right? I'm sorry, King George. I was thinking about Cromwell. But I'm thinking about King George here, the tyrant, who would not be ruled by God. It's the same thing that we're seeing happen today. It's also interesting to note many of these said representatives that we're dealing with today, they are calling guys like me enemies of the state. Why? Because I'm exposing them for who they are. And if you know Scripture, friends, John 15 tells us that Jesus took the cloak of their covering off. He exposed them for who they were. And keep in mind, it was the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, and the Herodians, corrupt doctrine, that were crying out, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar. So nothing's changed. We're in the same position. Folks, history repeats itself over and over and over again. We're just on another curve right now. And we can straighten this out if we're going to listen to the Lord. The law shows me how crooked I am. That's what I'm showing you, your violations. But the grace of God comes in, and what does it do? It straightens me out. So where are they going to accept the grace of God, understanding what real grace is, and allow him to do what he wants to do? And if we love him enough out of gratitude for what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross, John 3:16, we're going to obey him because we love him, because we see what he did for us. Okay? So let me get back over to this, friends. We're talking about hunting politicians. We have the constitutional provision in throwing off corruption. And America is caught up in the fact that, well, we'll just vote him out. No, don't just vote him out. Impeach him and prosecute him. That's the message that needs to be sent, because once it's sent, it's going to put the fear of God in others, friends, and it's going to take it above those that they're actually working for concerning special interest groups, because they're going to see that the power is still with the people, not with those that claim or act in such a fashion as a demigod. Okay, so let's again get back to this. This is the letter. Interesting. This is the letter from a citizen in that of Kentucky, demanding the resignation of Governor Andy Beshear. It states, whereas the governor of Kentucky, Andy Beshear, took a solemn oath of office on December 10th, 2019, in which he publicly stated, just like all of them, I do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States, of this Commonwealth, and be faithful and true to the Commonwealth of Kentucky. And it ends, of course, with, so help me God. In the short time that he has been in office, he has grossly violated his oath of office, as evidenced by the following egregious actions that have derived the citizens of Kentucky their basic rights guaranteed to them by the United States Constitution and the Kentucky Constitution. He has gone to great lengths to silence anyone. Hello, big tech companies. You know, like Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. Well, Bradley, come on. The president's all over that, is he? He's all over. It's like white on rice, really. Man, he's been all over a lot of things for 5 years now, but we haven't seen anything get done yet, right? Ted Cruz did the same thing. He tried to come in and play the big hard guy. He's another American appeaser as well. But Teddy, he gets out there and he wants to grill YouTube. They were softballs concerning the questions that were thrown to him. And you know within yourself, just as well as I do, friends, they're all pre-scripted. Whatever happened to YouTube, friends? Whatever happened to Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg? Whatever happened to all those grillings done by your government? Absolutely nothing. As a matter of fact, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, Yahoo, they're getting worse and worse as the days go by. Why? Because they're working with corruption to silence you, friends. They're working with corruption. They want you silenced. They don't want your opposition. They don't want you to know that other Americans are as sick and tired as I am. And as you are. No, they don't want that. They don't want you uniting. That's why they spend so much time dividing the American people, Mark 3:25, or attempting to do so. You know, it's interesting. We just heard what happened out in Kentucky once again, speaking of which. And isn't it interesting how the football teams are wearing Brianna's name on the back of their helmets? Why are they doing that? Because they're told so. You notice how the the football players are kneeling down in honor of Black Lives Matter, which is a Marxist organization. Isn't that interesting how all these organizations, man, they get all the airtime by the mainstream media that continuously fuels the fire like they're doing today again with none other than Breonna Taylor? Is this insane that people don't see this for what it is? They spend all this time continuously dividing the people. Can I ask you something to prove my point? Who's fighting? The elitists and the useful idiots behind the scenes in the mainstream media that are continuously stirring up domestic insurrection? Is it them on the streets fighting one another? Nope, the American people that are on the streets fighting one another are too stupid to understand what I'm telling you right now. They're too ignorant. You're destroying yourselves, and I want to tell you why. Because you're not loving on your brother, because you're not loving on God first and foremost, 1 John 2:5. You're not loving on your neighbor as yourself, which is the fulfilling of the law. You're fighting them because of the propaganda that's being thrown onto you by the CIA-controlled media that doesn't know how to tell you the truth. Put two and two together, and instead of fighting each other, you're going to rise up in opposition to corruption and corruption in the mainstream media. At least if you're going to fight the right people, friends. Fight the right forces. That's why I continuously highlight the fact that we need reformation. We're not looking for a revolution. They're the ones creating the revolution. And I'm here to tell you, friends, the revolution has already started. How long and how far are you going to let them take this? They're already fighting on the streets, the ignorant, that aren't paying attention to who's responsible for what's taking place here. If the government was doing their job and enforcing the laws, condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, I wouldn't even have to be on the radio. God is known by the judgments that he executes. And I can say this till I'm blue in the face. When thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Folks, everybody's getting injustice. And they're committing injustice one against another by those that won't be ruled by law. And it shows you who's not doing their job. And as I said yesterday concerning Jim Jordan and these House Committee congressional oversighters, these great American appeasers, friends, you need to understand, friends, they're leaving off the law that they're to enforce. And they're magnifying the crimes against the law rather than the law against the crimes. That's why people are fighting in the streets, because you keep praising these corrupt administrations the way that they are today. Who refuses to bring forth the DOJ and drop the hammer of justice upon the heads of the wicked. And it starts within. It's amazing how the American people are so apt to believe their government when your government and the mainstream media convinces you that some foreign dictator that will not be ruled by us, which in fact that's why they're resisting us, many of them. But it's interesting how they'll cast into your minds that they're dictators that need to be dealt with, when in fact the American people overlook it and go deal with the one in the third world country. But yet they don't pay attention to their own in Washington, D.C. You want to talk about a dictator, friends, look to D.C. Here we have it. It's been going on for a long time, regardless of who the incumbent is. Regardless of who the incumbent is. This isn't an empire, but we act as if we're one. We have 737 military bases all over the world. Did you know that? No, they're attempting to create a global order. And anybody that dare defies, they come back to you and tell you how bad they are and how they need to be dealt with. So what do? They pick up your kids and they send them out there. They die to kill off some individual that refused to be ruled by our government. That's what this is. That's what's going on here, America. Everybody's a dictator but the one in the White House. So sick and tired of it. And we're responsible for what we allow these corrupt politicians to do to other countries as well. Let me go to the end of this. In the end of this complaint, namely this tyrant in Kentucky, he ends with, "We the free citizens of Kentucky, America, appealing to the supreme judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, just like our forefather, do hereby demand that the governor, Andy Beshear, resigned his office as governor of Kentucky immediately." This was May 24th of 2020. America, you better get your game on. because I'm only going to be here for so long telling you the same things that you refuse to hear. You just keep going back to what you think you know rather than what you should know, and you're going to keep getting the same results. I feel sorry for you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.